Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're waking up with the Morning Mess.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
Live 101.5.
How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
What's good? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
We got producer Maddie had his week. She started trending on TikTok. And the question was, Maddie,
if you woke up the opposite gender, what would you be? Or what would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do first?
Now, within 3 seconds of Maddie saying this, she knew her answer. And we busted out laughing, like, to the floor. Because, Maddie, if you woke up a dude, you would do what?
I would jump right out of bed and start, like, I think it's called doing the helicopter.
Yeah, that's what we call it. Oh, my
gosh. Some hip movement involved.
That is such a perfect answer. I don't know why I busted out the helicopter. It's been ages. That is hilarious. So call us up, 833-730-6377. Does it get any better than busting out the helicopter, Sienna? I mean, if you were a dude, woke up, and you, I mean, you'd, I think at some point during the day, you would have to bust out the helicopter.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, you have to try it at least once. Yeah. You guys tried it once.
I have not.
JD, you've never done the helicopter?
No, not like woken up. Wow. Not like, I have nothing to helicopter, man.
He just exposed himself.
Yeah, he has a pinwheel.
What a great job we have.
And then when you elevate, John, you take it to the ring toss. You need another person to play that game, but let your imagination run wild.
I didn't get to choose, man. It wasn't a vending machine option.
All right, if you woke up the opposite gender, what would you do? Producer Maddie Strong on the board, she would do the helicopter. JD would still do the pinwheel. We got Yvette in Phoenix. Let's play the game, Yvette. What would you do?
Walk outside and take a pee.
So you would go, you would relieve yourself. You'd do number uno.
Number uno, right off the deck.
Yeah.
Right off the deck.
She said deck. D-E-C-K. Right. Yeah, we come with a handle. So it's pretty cool.
This is interesting because, you know, like, we get to go to the bathroom anywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like that is something that you guys envy a little bit.
I will say this was going to be my answer because I've had my fair share of pop and squats some places, and it's so easy for you guys to just whip it out and go.
Yep.
Seriously, from my 4-year-old nephew who loves to pee outside anywhere he can to my 45-year-old brother who, you know, I mean, it's you guys, it's so easy.
I got
so
a trash can right under this thing. I'm going right now. Stop walking over to the bathroom. I'm just going to do that right now.
Oh, the visual of right off the deck. I don't even have a deck, and now I kind of want to wake up and just get it done there.
Because you can.
That makes sense. Short to the point. You would use the restroom.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Out of all the things.
Right. Just use the restroom. Yep. Right.
You okay. Know. And then next, I guess I'd pull out a measuring tape. I don't know.
Like, hey, nice.
See what you're working with?
Yeah. You want to see what you're working with? What would suffice for you? What would you be proud of?
I'd like a strong 7.
Strong 7.
What's wrong with y'all, man? I mean, totally.
Sounds pretty average to me. Trent in Surprise. Trent, what's the first thing you would do, Trent, if you woke up a woman?
I'd probably shower.
You'd probably shower? Okay. That's very unique. I don't think we've got someone said they'd shower. Why would you shower first more than anything?
That's where you would, I don't know, find your body.
Find your body.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because you, Trent, you make absolute sense. If I woke up a woman, you got to clean yourself different than when you're a man.
Exactly.
Right.
I would kind of have nothing to say to that.
You're Yeah, I'm trying to think of follow-up questions because that is true. You have to learn about new crevices.
Hey, Trent, what size?
I feel like it takes longer to be a girl to wash up.
An everything shower is the worst. You have to wash your hair, shave your legs.
Yes.
All the stuff. All the stuff.
Trent is so right then. Yeah, you would have to learn that because the first thing you do, you're going to go out, right? No matter what you're going to do, who you're going to see. You have to be presentable. Shave the legs. You shave the legs and your armpits.
Everything.
Yeah. Trent, do you go on a date? Do you take a shower then go on a date and see like what it feels like to just get free drinks and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. You got it going.
What size would you want your chestal area to be?
Chestal?
Oh, probably a double D.
Double D.
Oh, nice.
I feel like I would have a back eight. I would go...
You would have back problems.
Yeah, I would go full C.
I want some fake C's.
You want fake C's?
Yeah, man.
Right. Sienna, if you woke up a man, what you working with?
I don't even know what to say to that.
Answer it. You answer it how you said it.
Just whatever a normal good size is.
So size doesn't matter?
What, I don't know. What's a good
what size? What
size
underwear would you like to rock, Sienna?
I think large is
large,
average,
okay.
Right?
Well, I've always heard that bigger is better.
Well, speaking of Garth Brooks here... So I like Trent's answer. That's perfect. You got to shower first. You got to learn your body. If you woke up a lady, fellas, you got to shave the legs, the pits. You got to wash your hair.
Armpits.
Shampoo, condition.
Face. Yes, and then after that, you have to get ready outside of the shower.
Oh, my God. I'd be a mess,
it's
bro.
It's a three-hour process.
I'd be all natty.
You'd be all,
all natural. Yeah.
I thought you said Maddie. I was like, that's not nice.
Be all natty.
Shower and go. No makeup. All right. All right, Trent. Well, your wishes are command. You're going to wake up a woman tomorrow morning. Good luck with that, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Trent. Yeah, follow up to that. I would get ready, but then I would definitely hit up like a bar. Just what it feels like to get free drinks all night. Because women, y'all could literally go to a bar anywhere, club, and feel like tonight I want to get lucky and just choose.
Yes.
Guys can't do that.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You could just walk in and you're like, don't want to pay for anything tonight.
Yeah, and I want to take someone home.
Must be nice.
Right?
Yeah, I still am not interested, though.
You're not?
No, I'm not really.
Play the game, bro.
Okay, I'm playing the game. I'm so down. Okay.
Oh,
Josephine Daniela is ready.
We got Star in Avondale on line. Star, what you got?
Change?
Right.
Take
like,
pictures.
What if you woke up the opposite sex but wearing the same clothes you fell asleep in? So you would probably wake up, take your panties off because that's probably uncomfortable. And put boxers on. What kind of boxer would you wear? Boxer briefs, the tighty whiteys.
Oh no, not tighty whiteys.
Not tighty whiteys. Boxer briefs.
Yes.
Right.
What kind of girl would be your type if you were a guy?
Big old boobs, big old butt.
Big ol'.
Yeah, big ol'. So BBL.
Big ol' everything else.
Right. So the first thing you're doing is you're going to Fashion Square. You're going to Fashion Square.
She has to be Latina.
She has to be Latina. Okay, so you're looking for a Latina at Fashion Square.
Yes.
Yeah. They're all at Forever 21, by the way. So you go to Forever 21 and you go in there. Do you have a line picked out? Like, how do you kick a game to a girl that's shopping at Forever 21 if you're a dude?
Well, she had to be Latina. I don't know about what
you mentioned that. Okay. You're part of Mecha. We get it.
Yeah. I would just go up to her and say, hey, can I get your number? You look fine. I want to take you out.
Okay. Where do you take her?
Where would I take her?
Yeah. Where do you take the Latina?
You
thinking like Filiberto's or Manuel's or does it have to be a Latino restaurant too?
I would take it to a bar. I don't know.
A bar.
Get a couple of drinks in and then take to Roadhouse.
Yo, you're making us guys look super good right now.
Yeah.
These are so...
Right.
Fellas, are you listening? Yeah. This is what the ladies want.
Dive bar, perfect.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse. I love it. Dinner for you and her is $53. Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, that was fun. That was fun.
That was fun. How long would you want your,
maybe eight.
Eight. Okay. That's a number.
Not too big, not too small.
Not too big, not too... you know what? I digress.
You're typing out. Are you a shower or are you a grower?
It's a great question.
I'll be a shower.
Right. Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then Latina Forever 21. How could she say no? How could she say
those no? Those date ideas, you pretty much would say no.
I don't know. Texas Roadhouse has some awesome bread.
Impossible if I asked you guys the Texas Roadhouse.
All right. Well, we'll see you at Forever 21, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Don't tell us what to do. Bye, Star.
Bye.
The Morning Mess.
Every morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
The Morning Mess. Live 101.5. The Valley's hit music leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.